You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
John Patrick Shanley may be best known for his dark play Doubt, which won him both a Tony and a Pulitzer, but he also wrote the screenplay for Moonstruck, and it's the spirit of the latter that he's channeled in his latest play, Outside Mullingar, which stars the wonderful Brian F. O'Byrne and Deborah Messing. They play neighbors who've grown up on side-by-side farms in the desolate Irish countryside and very pleased that they were able to travel all the way to downtown Manhattan today to join us. Hello.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Deborah, isn't this your Broadway debut? But you've been in a previous John Patrick Shanley play, haven't you?
Yes. It is my debut, and a thrilling one, I have to say. But after I graduated from NYU with my MFA in acting, I did a handful of off-Broadway shows. And my very first job out of school in New York City was understudy for John Patrick Shanley's play that was off-Broadway at Manhattan Theater Club, Four Dogs and a Bone.
So this is also a return to Manhattan Theater Club.
It is. It's full circle 15 years later.
But you have not done a lot of theater since, even though it's my sense that that was your first and true love.
It was. It was, for sure. And, it's funny. It's like your life unfolds and in ways that you never imagined they would, and takes you in different places. And I had just thought, okay, well, I guess that's not going to happen for me. And then this popped up, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is the one.
Well, did you feel comfortable on stage when you returned to it?
I did. Ultimately, it did feel like returning home. I think more than anything, it was the technical requirements, vocally, physically, that I had to sort of reawaken and strengthen after all those years. But besides that, it's just been pure joy acting opposite Brian every single day.
Well, when you were at NYU, were you thinking movies, television, or theater?
I imagined myself going around the country to all the great regional theaters, the Guthrie, the Goodman, and doing all the great plays. The Dollhouse, Hedda Gabler, eventually. And my first job out of school was in Seattle. I played Cecily in The Importance of Being Earnest. And it was a wonderful production, and I loved everybody, and I was absolutely miserable living out of a suitcase. And I came back from that experience and said, okay, I have to completely change my plan because I realize I'm a homebody. I can't be a gypsy.
This is what musicians also will tell you. They don't always like to do all the touring. But, Brian, this isn't your first Shanley play either.
No.
Don't you credit Doubt with A Wife and Two Children?
I do. It's that, I look on the show really from a completely different perspective. It's a wonderful time. It gave me a whole family and a wife. So I have fond memories.
Well, did that happen?
You're not aware of how to have children?
No, I am. I'm slightly aware of that. Almost a little more aware than your character in this play.
A nice pull back in there, Leonard. How does it happen? Well, Heather Goldenhurst is my wife and a fantastic actress, and we met during Doubt, and priests and nuns go together very well.
Well, I would have thought playing someone who's accused of being a pedophile priest wouldn't have been the best atmosphere for beginning a romance.
That is true, but we overcame those hurdles.
Now, this play is really a comedy. Or a comedy of sorts.
I guess, yeah.
Romantic. Well,
yes.
There are a lot of funny lines in it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But how does this script compare?
Well, it's utterly,
I mean, do you feel
different.
That there's a language that John Patrick Shanley creates?
No, not at all. I mean, certainly not for this play in, say, in comparison to Doubt. I mean, what is interesting for me, it is Shanley's first Irish play. His father is from Outside Mullingar, where the title comes from. Shanley, who's written a beautiful piece in the New York Times, I think last week or the week before, about him really turning to his Irish roots for the first time. And
do you think he got it? I mean, you're from Ireland.
Yeah, he got it because it's incredibly honest for John. I mean, what's really beautiful about this, about the play, and actually about what he's new to Twitter, and I look at him on Twitter and on his Facebook, is John seems to be in a place right now in his life, and it's great when you kind of get reacquainted with somebody like an artist like John, and you see where they, how they're looking at the world, how they're viewing the world, how he's viewing his place in the world right now. And right now it seems to be a place where he just has said, I'm interested in love, life is short. And that's a fascinating thing. It's so honest. It's kind of dangerous in such a simple way. And I hope and I think that that's what audiences are responding to the play. And it certainly is what I'm responding to and what I'm hearing from John.
Deborah, didn't Shanley specifically request you for this role?
Well, I'd love to think so.
Well, that's what I heard.
I was told that he requested me to do the reading with Brian, I think.
Even though you've been away from theater for 2 decades and are not Irish.
Yes, I
Everybody
know.
Everybody else in the cast is really Irish.
Is very Irish. That's true. And, you know, I'm just so grateful. This play has been nothing short of a gift. And for some reason, John was really the first person who believed in me straight out of graduate school in New York. And he somehow, you know, saw me in this part and remembered me, and I'm incredibly grateful.
Have people sometimes thought you were Irish?
They wondered if I had that in my background, and then I give them the name of my hair colorist.
How would you describe your characters, Anthony Riley and Rosemary Muldoon, who've known each other since childhood? Do you think they have similar personalities in some ways?
Gosh, do they have similar personalities? I'm not sure. No, they don't have similar personalities, but they are by location forced to get to know each other very well. It's set in rural Ireland, in kind of not necessarily isolated, but they are certainly not surrounded by other people, and their farms are joined. And
so you're saying they're forced into being lonely, but they're both very stubborn.
Yeah,
I think that she is much more assertive, and stubborn, and clear about her passions.
And of course, his character has a secret that is revealed. I mean, it's stated in the beginning of the play that there is something not quite right about him.
But she's also called crazy.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to everybody like they are made for each other, and yet there is a scene. Here they are neighbors, and yet the play covers 4 years, over the course of which the two of them have quite limited interactions.
Well, yes. You know, the setup of the play, we like most romantic comedies, I guess, is a tag that's been put on the play. And we kind of know the destination when we go into these things. It's just the joy of the trip. And Shanley hands that over to us and the audience in a most surprising way. And I think the thing that is surprising for me as an actor, and I hadn't been prepared for this, as a storyteller, is that the audience are deeply moved on several occasions.
Because they like these characters.
Yes, and all the characters, the four characters, Derva Malloy and Peter Maloney, who are playing our respective parents. There are times in the play where the audience are sobbing, crying, and nobody was expecting that.
Mm-mm.
So along with the comedy, and then in the end, there is a reveal that is out of left field.
And we are not going to do spoilers here.
We won't.
Wonderful.
Aren't you from a place very much like Mullingar?
I am, yeah. I'm not far from. I mean, I grew up in a village called Mulla in County Cavan, and at the time it had a population of 350 people, and was surrounded by dairy farms. So it's a similar.
And did you know people like Anthony?
You know what? The great thing about growing up in a tiny little village is that you, I often find, and after spending most of my life in cities now, I find that you meet a more diverse type of people. And by that I mean is that you're forced into taking care of people who perhaps should be somewhere else, or people from various social stratas. And so it often, the communities in Ireland used to have, if somebody was a little different, the community policed that person and looked after them and took care of them. And there was an acceptance of, like, oh, you know, Jimmy, he's a bit odd. And that was it.
Well, Brian, he'll never be a farmer, but maybe he'll become an actor someday.
I don't think that was ever said. No.
Well, you sure weren't, Deborah. You Brooklyn-born.
Brooklyn-born, Russian Jew. Yeah, that's right. Grew up in Rhode Island, however, next to a farm, mm-hmm. actually. I called it the rural suburbs. Lived on 3.5 acres of woods, and used to run over to watch the horses being born next door. And so I do have some experience with that kind of solitude and isolation. I think there is a sort of self-isolation when you live out in the woods. Rhode Island is a beautiful, beautiful state. Mm-hmm. At the time, I think, when I was growing up, it was 60% covered in trees. So it was a very unique way to grow up.
Well, you're speaking with an Irish accent. Are there certain words that are particularly difficult to pronounce?
Yes. Girl. G-I-R-L. Supposedly, the correct way to say it is girl. Girl. I was told to write it out, G-A-I-R-L. And every single night when I have to say that word, something in my body says, this is absolutely wrong.
Mm. Well, at least you don't have to say the word film.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I've always wondered how that became the pronunciation in Ireland.
Well, I guess, you know, the Dublin people have a tendency to add extra syllables to whatever's put in front of them. So I guess maybe it's a joy of language.
Do you work these things out during rehearsal? Because you all have to sound like you're from the exact same spot on Earth.
Yeah, well, you know, thankfully we have a wonderful dialect coach named Stephen Gavis who shows up and
had to teach you how to speak with an Irish accent.
Guide, not necessarily me, but yeah, you know what? We all need pointers, though.
You mentioned Peter Maloney, who plays your father fabulously, and Deborah. There's a wonderful actress who plays your mother, Dervla Molloy.
Yeah, she's just wonderful. The whole cast is really just extraordinary.
Do they all live here? You live
no,
here, Dervla, now, do you?
No, I don't. I live in Los Angeles at the moment.
I mean, in the United States.
Yes, I do. Oh no, I started acting in the States, so I consider myself an American actor.
And do you have you ever acted in Ireland?
Yeah. I go back quite a bit. I'm doing a TV show there at the moment, and I've shot a film. I shot a Ken Loach movie there this year, and so I go back. A bit.
But they all live here as well?
But Peter lives here. He's obviously a New York actor. Everyone's familiar with him. And Dervla Molloy lives in London but works a lot here and was famously, beautifully in, was in the original production of Dancing at Lunasa by Brian Friel. Mm. But she's here quite a lot.
Well, you've tended to play much darker characters in Conor McPherson's Shining City, for instance, or you were a serial killer in Brandy Lavery's Frozen.
Yeah, I tend to... I have the look of somebody who's dodging.
Possible pedophile
obviously.
Priest.
Yes, I don't know what it is.
I'm still not sure.
My mother's very proud of my of how people view me. I don't know. You know what? Actors tend to go through phases of whatever, you know, they'll see you in something and then someone goes, oh, you know what? This is the guy we're going to get for this. So perhaps I'm moving away from that at the moment. I'm going into an innocent phase.
Well, in your case, Deborah, you were in a television show that was about mounting a Broadway show, although many people felt that it didn't always wasn't as always accurate as it could have been.
Yes.
But do you feel that that was in an odd way a reentry into theater for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like that was the thing that whet my appetite and actually emboldened me and gave me the courage to feel like it was something that I could try. I was just so happy when I would go to work every day and sit behind that table and watch the likes of Bernadette Peters and Megan Hilty singing their faces off, you know, 6 feet from me. And, I've always been completely in awe of musical theater actors and their talents. And so it was a visceral reminder of how much I love live theater.
You know, I will share, that probably the nicest part of this little journey that we go on for as actors in plays and stuff has been an odd thing happens on the side of a stage, a Broadway stage or any stage where actors get ready to go on stage and prepare. Everyone's guard goes down and you get to look at people and how they really are, because they're either nervous or you're about to make an entrance on stage before, you know, people are getting their energy together. And I got to witness Deborah, the dream that she had, that she's said she's had, to go onto a Broadway stage, and to watch her about to make that step and realize it, and to see the joy that gave her. And this has come from someone with enormous success that we would all imagine, like, well, she's just walk on the stage on Broadway stage. But you get to see this really beautiful thing in people when a dream is fulfilled. And I watched that the first time, and actually I get to watch it most nights. So if anyone's out there and want to come and see Deborah Messing fulfill a dream and watch her beam at the end of a show, you should come.
Now, Deborah, what's happening on those other nights when you don't have that look? No. I'm assuming this means you're going to be doing a lot more theater in the future now that you've gotten...
You know, I have stopped trying to predict the future.
Well, is this a limited run?
It is.
Yeah, very limited. It's actually just March 16th. We've just got 5.5 weeks left.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful theater.
Beautiful.
That was
beautiful
reclaimed by theater. The Manhattan Theater Club, the Samuel J. Friedman on 47th Street just off of 8th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a nice kind of theater to do a play like this in, because it's not too big and it's not too small.
No, mm-hmm. it's a 700-seat theater with the one of those rare things in a Broadway theater, leg room.
And also, great sets for this
Johnny
production.
Beattie,
just beautiful. Thank you both so much for being on our show.
Thank you
great
for having
here,
us.
Brianne F. O'Byrne stars as Anthony Riley. Thanks for coming back to our show.
No, I love it.
Deborah Messing, you're always welcome to come back.
Thank you.
Plays Rosemary Muldoon, and they're in John Patrick Shanley's Outside Mullingar. It's at the Manhattan Theater Club, Samuel J. Friedman Theater, 261 West 47th Street. If you need ticket information, go to our show page at wnyc.org.